I think in terms of relieved, we were relieved right after the elections. Because we know we did the right thing. We and the court gave us an international vindication. So for us, life is just normal. We have a lot of things, review of the elections, etc., which the commission must engage in, and all these processes have begun. So as a commission, as far as we are concerned, we are doing what we have to do. There are a lot of administrative measures that must be put in place so that in future we will continue to be ahead of the game. So I think for us, the court was, we didn't really see it as a challenge to see it as even getting to the point where we are relieved. We know it's part of the work and life must go on.
Do you think the turnout has justified your stance or posture all along that, you know, you knew what you were doing?
Oh, I think in terms of the turnout, you know, the commission will not be in the position to come and sing our own praises. I think let's leave it to the analyst to decide. But since you are talking about turnout, I think we had almost 79 point something, which is very, very impressive.
And I'm not talking about turnout in terms of vote, but how the justices or the outcome of the case.
No, I think for that one, I mentioned earlier that we saw what I prefer to.
Because there were issues going into it, that there were issues of credibility and all of that. But having gone through the almost 3 months of the Supreme Court case, do you think that, you know, the result or the judgment has justified your position, contrary to the perception that was out there before the case even started?
I think let me leave this one to the good people of this country to judge, because we are not singing our praises, but as far as we are concerned, we did our best. We did our best for country and for God. Let the people decide. And the people who went through the voting process, I think they saw what actually happened. Most people will tell you that they were in the queue for only 5 minutes. Some will even say they were there for only 3 minutes. So let the people themselves give us a grade. But I know we did a great job.
Finally, you said moving forward, there are certain structures you need to put in place. Probably reflecting after this case, what are a few of or some of those structures you're thinking of moving into the next election?
When I talk about structures, I mean the EC as an organization. These are internal things we may not share with the public. There are certain capacity building for our staff. I know we have staff in IT, staff in election, human resource, etc. So these are internal things. And, you know, as I said, the next main elections, unit committee and district assembly will be 2023. And the EC, I know the EC will be fully ready when the time comes.